sheriff's office investigating a homicide. Breaking news in Lee County right now to start your Friday morning. A death investigation underway right now.
Tonight, a new investigation into one of the most notorious unsolved murders.
Homicide cases in Lee County are still unsolved.
I'm Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino. The fact is, some homicide cases go unsolved or cold every single year. These victims have no justice, and their families have no closure. Here in Lee County, Florida, we use every resource available to solve these crimes, including this podcast. We will not tolerate those who committed these crimes to walk among us any longer. As sheriff, I promise to bring these criminals that committed these crimes to justice. I'll be opening these case files to you, the listener, with the hope that we will uncover a witness, fact, or evidence not previously reported. So please listen, and you just might hold a clue to help us close this case. This is Seeking Closure.
Seeking Closure.
Lee County's Cold Cases. On this episode of Seeking Closure, we hear of a mother, daughter, and sister that was ambushed and shot in the driveway of her Lee County home. It was December 10th of 2018 when Trenice Roberts was leaving her home on her way to the Lee County Schools bus depot and was brutally murdered by an unknown assailant. This is Lee County case number 18-573091, homicide.
One of the most important jobs inside a school system is the bus drivers. Bus drivers carry the most precious cargo, and getting this cargo, your children, from home to school can be challenging. In 2018, one of these outstanding individuals was Trenice Roberts. Trenice was a bus attendant for the Lee County Schools. The Lee County School System had close to 100,000 students at this time, and getting that many kids to school meant getting up early. On December 10th, in 2018, at around 4:30 a.m., Trenice was leaving her home on Quinton Avenue in Lehigh Acres, Florida, to drive to the bus depot. She would never make it to her car, much less the bus depot. It was at this time neighbors heard gunshots.
At what time did you hear the gunshots that you mentioned?
It had to be approximately, 4:30.
Okay.
If a little bit earlier, but it was around that time frame.
How many would you say you heard?
Between 3 and 4.
3 to 4 shots.
What this neighbor, Charlotte Peterson, heard was the shots that would leave 39-year-old Trenice Roberts dead in the driveway of her own home. Trenice Roberts was a divorced mother of 4. A sister, a daughter, and a very hard-working woman. She worked 2 jobs to raise her 2 youngest kids, and being a bus attendant is how she started and finished her weekdays. Trenice's 2 youngest, Miracle and Shania, were students at Fort Myers High School at the time of her death. When Trenice's schedule had an early start, Miracle and Shania would stay with Trenice's mother, Wilhelmine Gutton. Trenice had 2 adult children named Jaconia and Janaria, who did not live with her on the Quinton Avenue address. As detectives sat down with 22-year-old Jaconia, they were informed that she wasn't close to her mother at all.
Just growing up, me and my mom used to get into, altercations. Just with her raising 4 girls by herself, it was just a lot, living in a household. 5 girls, all these different personalities, and me and my mom would all, bump heads a lot. So once I moved out, we would talk occasionally, but it wasn't often with my other sisters.
Jaconia last saw her mother the Saturday before her death, when her mother was celebrating Jaconia's birthday. She spoke to her 1 time after that, and Trenice informed her that she was having surgery.
I know she was having she had a hernia on her stomach earlier this year. She'd been having it for a while, and they took it away, and afterwards she was having complications. And she was losing a lot of blood, I was thinking. So I'm thinking she was gonna be having surgery this week to get they were gonna burn something inside, clip something. I don't know if it's her uterus or her ovary, something like that was getting taken out because it was bleeding a lot.
Trenice was having complications with a previous surgery. Detectives wanted to know if Trenice had any love interest and asked Jaconia if she was dating anyone.
I'm not sure about the man that she dated. All I know is about the one guy that my sisters told you about. that was it. But as far as I know, he was a DJ. I don't know if he was doing that or what.
Okay. Do you know his nickname by chance?
They would say his name is DJ Black.
Okay.
But on Facebook, his name is like Marvin Nelson or something.
Okay.
Detectives didn't take long to locate Marvin DJ Black Nelson. Within hours, detectives with the Major Crimes Unit were able to make contact, and Mr. Nelson had agreed that he would come down to headquarters of the Lee County Sheriff's Office. In 2018, Marvin DJ Blacks Nelson was 44 and worked during the day as a cake decorator at a major grocery store chain, and at night, he would DJ at clubs and parties in the area. One of the spots Marvin Nelson would become DJ Blacks was Celsius Nightclub in the River District of downtown Fort Myers. Celsius Nightclub, according to Google, is an energetic bi-level nightclub offering cocktails plus rotating DJs and a neon-hued dance floor. If you live in Southwest Florida, then you know that this club is known for playing hip-hop, R&B, and dance music. It was the perfect environment for a single woman like Trenise to meet someone. And oh boy, did she meet someone. Marvin Nelson arrived to the Lee County Sheriff's Office and was escorted into the interview room. Within the first minute of the interview, Melvin told detectives about his last communication with Trenise.
Because I texted her when I was leaving the club. I texted her. I texted her because I don't keep a text on my phone because I live with my wife. So I texted her. I'm saying, oh, I thought it was coming out. And she always telling me that I have a lot of girls because I'm a DJ, so she always trip about that. So,
well, how do you know her?
Well, I met her at the club.
Which one?
At Celsius downtown.
Okay, you work there?
I DJ there sometime.
Their relationship was anything but normal. They would meet for lunches and dinners, plus the occasional random hookup. After a few months, Trenise would get tired of being the other woman. You see, even though Marvin was married, he believed Trenise was a player as well. He recalled a conversation where she told him something he couldn't believe.
She I don't know. She looked like she's a player too, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, because she's trying to play me sometime, you know what I'm saying?
And
I'm
like, what makes you say that? What'd she do?
I don't know, because one time we're messing around and she's telling me that she was pregnant, which I don't believe her, because I don't know. I didn't believe it. Do like that, you know what I'm saying? But she's saying that, which what came to my mind is she's trying to get money from me. That's what came to my mind first. I said, why? It's just like 5 days since we did it, and you're saying, you know what I'm saying? 5 days, and you say you're pregnant. I really say it like that. But
just for the record, Trenise was not pregnant at the time of her death. She was having medical issues and did require surgery. He recalled a time Trenise called him and told him she needed something.
The other day she said she wanted $20 for gas. I said, I have $40 in my name. So I said, if you want, you can take the whole $40. Because, you know, when she started chipping, I said, I can't take the argument. I don't like it. I'm not that type of guy. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that thing. So I said, okay, I only have $40. If you want the $40, you can take the whole $40. And she said, no, she take on $20 for gas. So I said, okay, come get it. So she came at my store and I gave it to her.
Detectives wanted to know where Mr. Nelson was on the night of Trenise's murder.
So the gig at Celsius last night, that wasn't like scheduled. You were just
going I know I'm going to go there every Sunday, though.
So that's just you like being up there?
Yeah,
like,
I just go there every Sunday. I wasn't like
I got you.
To play there. You know?
And you just happened to jump up on
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. You closed it down? You closed Celsius down?
When is it closing down? If I was there till it closed?
Yeah. So that was like, what, two?
Two. It closed at 2, but we're not going to hang out in the parking lot till like 2:30.
Yeah. Do you remember if you saw...
The one that died?
Yeah.
No, I didn't saw.
Do you usually see her on Sunday?
Yeah, sometimes she come up, but I haven't been there a couple of Sundays.
What do you know her as? Do you know her name?
Tarin, I don't know, but I don't have my phone. That's what I'm saying. I wasn't interested like that.
Right.
That stuff. So I just keep her on my phone, and on my phone as T-E-R. That's what I keep her.
All right. So that's what contact in your phone is T-E-R. Yeah, T-E-R. Right, got you. You didn't see her last night, though?
No.
Did you call her last night?
No, I texted her.
You texted her?
Yeah.
What was the gist of the conversation? Like,
that's what I'm saying. I know I text her. I said, why didn't you came out? Why didn't you came out? Or I thought you were coming out, something like that. And then she started texting me something about girl, I think, because I can't remember, because I deleted the text, because normally when I'm going home, and I'm going to delete, if I'm talking to another girl, I'm going to delete the text, so that I don't know if my wife is going to know what I'm saying.
Right.
Yes, I know where it takes her.
Did you tell your wife he was coming down here?
No, I don't tell. That's
not a little... She gets you all worried.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. And I'm troubled with high blood pressure, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I'm worried, when I'm, I don't like me, I don't like trouble. Because mm-hmm. I'm real nervous, and I'm saying I'm real.
My pressure low, but spinning, I passed out.
Yeah, so I stay far away from trouble, you know what I'm saying?
I got you. Yeah.
I've never been in trouble before because I stay, as I said, I stay with
people. I got you. So you do remember texting her last night?
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't, do you remember ever going to her house last night?
No.
Do you remember what you did after the club?
I came home. I drive down 41. I was stopped by the gas station. There was a lady there walking around and saying something to her. And I think she was a... I don't know if she was a prostitute, but she was walking.
Yeah, so 3 o'clock in the morning, 2:30, yeah, so 3 o'clock in the morning.
You're probably not there. You're never talking for
it. You're all sorts of ladies.
Detectives were able to determine that Marvin DJ Blacks Nelson was telling the truth. Through the use of surveillance cameras and cell phone records, detectives were able to corroborate Mr. Nelson's story. He was nowhere near Lehigh at the time of the murder. Trenice was very private with her life, not sharing who she dates or what she does with anyone, not even her sister or mother. Trenice wouldn't even put much of her life up on her Facebook account. Her Facebook account was her only social media, and her last post was changing her profile picture just 1 week before her death. Even though Trenice was a private person, they hoped to find out more about her from her sister. Within hours of Trenice Roberts' death, detectives were able to talk to her sister Shalonda Wilson. Shalonda said that her and her sister have had their ups and downs, but were rebuilding their relationship. She said Trenice went to Miami with a guy.
She sent me a picture that she went to Miami not so long ago, and I called back and I told her it was cute with a guy, but she never did give me his name.
Shalonda was able to recall the last time she saw her sister was the Friday before her death.
She just came to my job on Thursday. She borrowed $20 from me, said she had to get gas and something to eat. Thursday, and she brought it back to me Friday. And that was the last time I saw her, and I used to see her.
Recalling memories of a loved one after they've died is always a time that causes anxiety and stress. Shalonda did, however, have one memory that struck a nerve. The night before her death, Trenice called her mother, Wilhelmine Gutton.
She called my mom last night, which was around 7 or 8. And said she got to talk to her about something. Mama said, talk to me now. She didn't know I'd talk to you about it tomorrow.
Even though Shalonda wished she would have known the secret her sister was keeping earlier, she had to hope detectives could get the answer they were looking for. Detectives would sit down with Trenice's mother, Wilhelmine Gutton, and wanted to find out more about this secret her daughter was keeping. Wilhelmine wasn't aware of any relationships Trenice was having, and also told detectives how her daughter kept her life very private.
In the past years, months?
You know, I'm telling you, she was a tight with the private, like, she didn't tell me none of her business. She always talked to her sister right there, but she never tell me.
Then Wilhelmine told detectives about the secret Trenice was keeping and her thoughts on the call.
Yesterday, when she called me, I was the last one to talk to her.
What time was that?
Had to be 8 o'clock, around 8. Had to be 8 o'clock, hold up. Atlanta Hospital was on. Yeah, it was at night. He said, it got dark and everything. She called, she said, Mom, she said, I'm going to talk to you about something. I said, what it is, Denise? Tell me now. She said, no, Ma, I'll wait till tomorrow and tell you. I said, I thought about that. I was dawning on me. I kept thinking about that. I said, I hope nothing ain't going to happen, you know. Because what she talked to me, like, something was bothering her. And then I get the call from my granddaughter saying, y'all find her dead. Oh, my God.
But Wilhelmine did have an idea who might know more.
Know what? Her two young daughters live the world. Maybe they know something.
Where were they last night?
Miracle, she stayed with her daddy last night, and the baby girl stayed with me.
Okay.
Detectives learned during questioning of some minor information on the fathers of the two young children.
Okay. But Miracle... What's her dad's name?
That man's name. Oh, I can't think.
James. And Justin is the other one?
That's her second oldest daughter, daddy.
Okay. But they're both Johnsons.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about those guys? Anything unusual with them?
She been separated for them. They been broke up. He go with somebody else, and Jed go with somebody that he stayed with another woman.
During the course of the interview with Wilhelmine, detectives learned a couple of friends that Trenice had. They hoped that these friends would be the ones who might be able to shine more light on Trenice's background.
I mean, is there anyone that would want to hurt her?
No, if it is, I'm telling you something, you need to talk to her friends. One of them name is Doris, Peaches. Doris and Peaches, the main two friends of hers. The one you really need to talk to, and they can tell you more about her relationship.
While detectives attempted to find out who Peaches was, they were quick to locate Doris Fletcher. Doris sat down with detectives and told them that she knew about Trenice's relationship with Marvin Nelson. Then they asked Doris if she knew of any other relationships that Trenice had.
Trenice was really going through some hard times, and I just know she didn't have a steady boyfriend. She did talk to, you know, a few people. It was nothing serious. It was more, you know, stuff on the phone.
Do you know who they were by chance?
I know. She talked to Emmett Green. They were friends for a little while. And this other guy I never met, but he was from Miami. The kids have met him, but she used to tell me, you know, about him or whatever, but I've never physically met him.
Who was Emmett Green? This was the first time detectives heard his name, and we still don't know who the identity of the man in Miami is. Detectives were eager to locate those two men, but continued their conversation with Doris Fletcher. This is when Doris told a story of her friend Trenice on hard times.
Trenice, what a lot of people didn't know, I didn't know until I walked outside one day, and like early one morning, and she was sleeping in my driveway in her car. And so I talked to her about that, and she said, you know, she got sleepy because she was worked at home health care, and the lady lived around the corner, whatever, so she came to my house. She didn't want to knock on the door, and she just slept it off, you know, because she was tired. Mm-hmm. But I talked to her, and I told her if she needed somewhere to, you know, sleep, to take a bath, somewhere to eat, if, you know, she had the kids and they wanted to come and stay at my house, they were more than welcome to. And that's when Trenice started. Her and the kids were two younger girls. Were staying at my house a lot more, and she would come and, you know, take a bath, and they would eat and have home-cooked food and stuff.
When was this?
This was, I moved out of my house. I live in Cape Coral in May. I moved in here, like, in June. So this was went on for about 8 months prior to that.
Okay.
As the interview continued with Doris Fletcher, detectives wanted to know more about Jed Johnson.
Is Jed the one that lives in Naples?
No, Jed is the one, his mother, his dad, I think his mother's house is off of Thomas Street over there in the area.
Okay. Do you know his actual name by chance? Is it Jed?
It's short for like abbreviation for something, short for something.
It is, but I can't think of his real name. I can't think of his real name right now.
Okay. But well, is it something you could get and get to me later?
Yeah, it's Neri, her second daughter. That's her father.
Right.
But I don't know Jed. I'm sitting up here trying to think of his brother's name. So to kind of think of his last name, I can't think of it right now.
Is Jed a light-skinned black male by chance?
Yeah.
He is very light-skinned?
Not very light-skinned. Let me see if I can find a picture of him. Through Facebook.
Is his brother darker?
Yes, his brother is dark. His brother is Dwayne Johnson. His last name is Johnson. Jed's last name is Johnson. His nickname is Frog. I don't know if you know Frog.
The brother's nickname is Frog?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And his brother's name is Dwayne Johnson. Frog is very dark skinned with dreads.
Uh-huh. Like longer dreads, short dreads?
Longer dreads.
Does he do music stuff too?
Mm-mm. No.
Did you ever know Trenice to have any issues with his brother or Jed's family or anything like that?
I don't think they really cared for each other. They didn't care for each other.
This is
Jed's brother.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find a picture of Jed.
How did you get that? Is that Facebook or
yes,
is that just?
That's Facebook.
Wayne Frog Johnson. Okay.
They didn't really care for each other.
Why is that? Was there a reason for it?
They said Trenice talked too much. he didn't like her because they didn't care for her because the daughter was being over there all the time. Mm-hmm. That really wasn't the type of environment that they created once their mother passed away in the house, how they was having the house over there. Actually, Dwayne's son got killed over there like a couple years ago. So they didn't really like that a female like Neri had to stay there.
Right.
But and they used to say stuff to Trinise and stuff all the time, but that's why they really didn't care for her.
Detectives were learning more about the people Trinise hung out with, but why were detectives asking about Jet again? We'll get to this in a moment. As the interview continued, Doris told detectives who Trinise would socialize with.
Who was the main people she would hang out with? Like, did she ever hang out with people from work or outside of work? Or?
She never really, no. If it was somebody new, they had to be like really new within the last week. But she never hung out, well, she hung out with me and my sisters. Anybody else she would more or less meet at a club. Like, she would go out by herself, and it would be people that she know that would be at the club through Facebook or, you know, whatever.
She'd drive by herself?
Yeah, she would drive. She always drove by herself. Okay. Either only people that would really ride with her out would be probably me and my sister and this other girl named Tina. But Tina did work at school board. But her and Tina were hanging out way before Trini started working at school board. They lived in the old projects together, so it was like a long time that she knew Tina.
Although Trinise enjoyed her nightlife, she told Doris the night before her death that she was tired and had to work both of her jobs the next day. So why did she leave her house and go out?
Would she go out to clubs and that typically like before she would have to go to work the next day, or did she veer away from that, or just kind of like whatever, depending on what was going on at that?
She would more or less veer away from that. That's why when I talked to her, she said she was tired. And she was laying down.
Did she, you know, if she had work the next day or supposed to go to work the next day?
Yes, she told me she had to work both jobs.
Okay. So she knew she was going to be going to work.
Yeah, she knew she was going
to. Did she say where she might have been trying to go to or was thinking of going to?
She never, because she said she didn't have her hair done, so she told me she wasn't going in. But she did say, like sometimes when she didn't have her hair done, right, she had a wig. So okay, she would throw on this wig or whatever, so. Mm-hmm. I don't know what motivated her or who motivated her to get up, to get dressed, to go out, because that's something she normally never does when she has to work. She hardly ever does that.
Where did Trinise go out the night before her death? Was Peach's real name Tina? Questions that still remained unanswered at this time. As we listened to Doris's statement, we heard detectives ask about what Jet and his brother looked like. The reason they were asking is just moments before the interview with Doris, detectives had someone come forward to give a tip. We have changed the voice of this tipster to protect their identity.
I understand you contacted us and gave some information about you were at a birthday party on Sunday night, correct? Can you tell me what information you wanted to give me about that incident?
Okay, when I showed up, I showed up a little bit around 11:45, close to midnight. The party lasted up until like 2:40. When I arrived there, the victim in the case, she came in a little bit later with a said gentleman, a little bit lighter in tone, about 6'1", proceeding about like 10-15 minutes after she showed up. Another gentleman came in, he was a little bit darker, about six foot, darker in tone. They stayed a little bit past 3. They're very argumentative in tension, and then they left together.
Who were these two men, and where was this party the tipster was telling us about? The tipster said it seemed they were arguing about money, and they learned it wasn't the first time she had seen them before. She gave the detectives a couple of names to look into. What she says about one of them was revealing, to say the least.
We don't like all completely hang out, but I did know the host, and he did show up to the house a few times in different types of dealings.
So it wouldn't be the first time you've seen
no
either of them?
Mm-mm. Okay. How did you get their names? Was it through the host? Like, their names were mentioned throughout that they were coming and stuff like that. And like I said, she showed up with one. But the other gentleman, the darker one, I've seen him throughout Fort Myers. Like, he's just like well known. Like one of those people. Like a bad guy, well known.
Like a bad guy, well known.
Then the tipster said the two guys continued to argue and that she believed this was the cause of Trenise's death.
But I did know the two guys were arguing first and then her name was thrown in it, like probably trying to set her up already.
The guys were arguing with each other?
Yeah, first, mentioning her name. And like I said, I guess it was just a dangerous situation that she was thrown in the middle of.
Did you hear what the guys were arguing about?
No, but from what I can tell, there was something about an inmate in another prison outside of Florida. It, like I said, I think it was about like money and some things that were said, and she was supposed to be involved in it, and some things didn't fall through, and her life was taken in the end.
But what type of party was it? Detectives wrapped up with the answer to that question.
It was a private party, like a birthday bash. Only friends get together to throw a party that small. There was about like 50 people there.
50?
Yeah.
It seemed as if detectives now had a strong tip and were ready to work off of it. The next thing they were eager to do is interview Justin Jed Johnson. When detectives looked into Jed Johnson, they found out he's no stranger to law enforcement. In 2000, Justin Jed Johnson was convicted of robbery with a firearm, possession of cocaine, and did 11 years in prison. As soon as he was released, he was charged with resisting arrest in 2010, and then served time for possession of marijuana with the intent to distribute in 2012. So on December 14, detectives made contact with Justin Jed Johnson off of Thomas Street in Fort Myers. They swore him in and began the questioning. Detectives wanted to know when was the last time he saw Trenise Roberts.
I spoke to her this past Saturday. We had spoke at a funeral. She just was like, "Hey, how you doing? And how you see me? And you act like you don't see me." And it's more like that. Thinking to me, let me know that she's being recognized at the time, and that I recognize her. And just let me know, just a friendly hi and a bye. And after that, you know, mostly I didn't talk to her or hear from her.
The detectives began to dig deeper into Jed and Trenise's relationship. The question they wanted answered, how long were they dating?
How long have you known her for? Because you guys have a child in common, right? How long have you known her?
I've known her since 95 to, you know, now.
How often would you say that you communicated with her?
I communicated with her a lot. Then I got incarcerated and she kept in communication for my daughter's sake. So I communicated with her all through my incarceration. Got out, we started kicking it on and off with relationship-wise. And I stopped, and she stopped me on and off. And we was kicking it probably for the last, almost up to the last last year.
They've been seeing each other off and on since December, a year prior to Trenise's death. Detectives had to ask where Justin Jed Johnson was on the early morning of December 10th.
You didn't see her at all Sunday, did you?
No, I didn't see her Sunday.
Do you recall what you did on Sunday?
Who, me? Mm-hmm. Oh, I went to church on Sunday. I went and played dominoes. For mostly all Sunday. Sunday night, I was drunk as I was watching the Cowboys game, got drunk. And
did they win? I've been too busy to see.
I don't even know. I was how drunk I was. And freaking, I stayed over my boy house. That's how drunk I was. I couldn't go home.
Where was that at?
In Gardenia, Brook Hill.
Okay.
Okay, I stayed over there. and I woke up, didn't even brush my teeth and went to work. A co-worker said, man, you smell like you got alcohol and you've been drinking. I said, yeah, last night. So another guy from the job named Tim, he said, man, listen, if I blow you, you fail, you fire. He said, you can go home and sleep it off and come back tomorrow.
Right.
I went home, I said, oh, fuck, I go home. A lot of drunk is fuck, man. I know, and I didn't even brush my teeth, so I just went home, came home, slept in. Around about 10 or 11, my daughter called me screaming. And that was, you know, that's
how you found out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Detectives wanted to know when was the last time he had contact with Trenise.
Okay. When you ran into her at the funeral, was she talking about going anywhere after that or going with anyone after that? Did they say they were going anywhere?
No.
A weekend?
No, I didn't hear nothing else. I just spoke to her. And that's when, like, I don't know if that night or the next day, she sent me that hate you text. Mm-hmm. And that was it. And then the next thing you know, she did it.
Yeah, that's so good. Yeah. With, did she didn't say anything about going out with anyone or going to a party or going to an after party? Was she known to do that stuff?
Yeah, she go to parties. She go out, hang out. Me, I was already toasted. So I was toasted. I played dominoes a little bit. Came with her, watched the game with my homie. I was drunk and fell asleep. Woke up, went to work, and I came back and went to sleep again.
Did you see her? Did you run into her anywhere out and about? You didn't go out and about? You just at your friend's house?
Yeah.
Before the interview was over, Jed pointed out that he had heard a rumor on the street.
So what did you hear?
That some of her ex-boyfriend wanted to fight in the competition, and people just assuming that he probably doubled back and shot her.
Do you know who that is, who her ex-boyfriend is?
No. They say we're on the street, some black guy, DJ Black or some other shit. I don't personally know
that guy?
I don't even know who the hell he is. I never heard of him.
It's not someone you knew from like
No, history. I don't know who the fuck he is.
Word on the street is that Marvin Nelson was the killer. But detectives believed they had ruled him out due to cell phone records. Detectives would go back through their notes and interview with DJ Blacks Nelson, and then determine whether or not a follow-up interview was needed. As detectives wrapped up with Jed, they know they needed more about the story and alibi, so they requested his cell phone records. Now, according to Jed, he was at a buddy's house and passed out there until he went to work the next morning. His cell phone was off between the early morning hours of December 10th, Justin Jed Johnson turns his phone back on just before 5 a.m., and he is near his residence. Then, from 5:09 to 5:27, Justin Jed Johnson's phone would ping off the tower right next to Trenise Roberts' address. These times don't match up with his story, so detectives began to look harder into Justin Jed Johnson. As detectives get more information on Mr. Johnson, they were ready to find out who Peaches is and who the two men were at the birthday party. Was DJ Blacks more involved than they suspected? These questions were hopefully on the way to being answered. Some things detectives were able to determine. Miracle's dad is named James Johnson, and he was with his daughter on December 10th and is not considered a person of interest. And Shania's dad is named Stephen Mitchell and is also not considered a person of interest. Chaconia's father is named Jimmy Miller, and detectives were still looking into his whereabouts at the time of Trenise's murder. There are still so many unanswered questions in the homicide of Trenise Roberts. Who were the two men she was with at the birthday party the night before her death? Who is Emmett Green? Also, investigators learned the man from Miami was named DJ Mechanic, and they are currently trying to locate him. Detectives are also attempting to locate a few other people, like Latasha Spears and Peaches, and if they could be the same person. This investigation is ongoing, and they are hoping to get the answers to these questions. The murder of Trenise Roberts in 2018 remains unsolved and open with the Lee County Sheriff's Office. We hope that something you heard during this podcast might strike a memory or a thought that may give detectives another lead in this case. You might just know the fact that could get justice for Trenise and closure for her family. If you have any information regarding the murder of Trenise Roberts, please call the Lee County Sheriff's Office at 239-477-1000 or report it anonymously with Crime Stoppers at 1-800-780-TIPS. All callers to Crime Stoppers will remain anonymous and will be eligible for a cash reward. Tips may also be made online at SouthwestFloridaCrimeStoppers.com or by submitting a tip on the P3 Tips mobile app. Additionally, you can download the Lee County Sheriff's Office app and report directly to Crime Stoppers. This has been the homicide case of Trenice Roberts. Please subscribe to the Seeking Closure podcast and listen to other episodes available. You may just know something or someone who knows something about the murder of Trenice Roberts. I am your host, Jason Jones. Thank you for listening. You stay safe, Lee County.